The Vatican has released a document on the dangers of AI. The main focus is AI's effect on fields of education, economy, work, health, relationships, and warfare, but they do make an interesting reference to the potential of AI becoming a false idol that can actually speak and communicate with us. This sounds eerily similar to the image of the beast in Revelation 13, which gains the ability to communicate with people, and eventually demands worship. We'll look at what this AI document says, the connection to the image of the beast, as well as an update on Pope Francis's health, and if this is all leading to the prophecy of the last pope. New Vatican document examines potential and risks of AI. The Pope's warnings on artificial intelligence in recent years led to this outline, which they're referring to as Antica et Nova, which is the note on the relationship between artificial intelligence and human intelligence. The majority of what's focused on in the 117 paragraphs is the challenges and opportunities of the development of artificial intelligence in relation with humankind. The same types of general concerns everyone has about AI is what was the main focus, but there was a paragraph which focused on the potential of AI being a false god.
Vatican, 2 days ago, just released a document on AI, so-called artificial intelligence. Everyone is talking about paragraph 105. Check this out. However, the presumption of substituting God for an artifact of human making is idolatry, a practice scripture explicitly warns against. Exodus 20, 32, and 34. Moreover, AI may prove even more seductive than traditional idols. For, unlike idols that, quote, have mouths but do not speak, eyes but do not see, ears but do not hear, Psalm 115, AI can speak, or at least give the illusion of doing so. And then it references Revelation 13:15.
The prophecy of the image of the beast in Revelation 13:15 is very similar to what we're seeing right now with artificial intelligence. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. It's really hard to not look at what's happening right now with AI and not see the similarities between that prophecy of the image of the beast. There are multiple apps that you could download right now on your phone or on your computer and upload a still image that never had a video, and AI can manipulate this photo and cause it to speak.
What if you could take treasured family photos and magically bring them to life? Now you can, with a little help from cutting-edge AI technology. Apps like MyHeritage's Live Memory can take your old photo and voila, turn it into a video.
You can take a still photograph and then it can figure out what the next frames would be if that person were to blink, smile, cough, throw a kiss.
Yep, artificial intelligence predicts how the photo subjects would move or gesture in real life, then generates an animated video of what that might look like.
It's amazing how a prophecy written 2,000 years ago, one that wouldn't even make sense in that time period on the earth, with the possibility of images speaking, is now coming to a point where we're actually starting to see it happen.
We're the original IP owners should think about that.
I don't know, except to say that by the time these lawsuits are decided, we'll have digital God. So ask digital God at that point.
I came across this next article from 2023, and it really goes to show that the possibility of the AI that is in some of this technology to actually summon entities is something that they're trying to go after. AI technology lets you talk to Jesus or Satan. What do they say? Several apps using artificial intelligence technology now offer the Christian faithful, or perhaps the bored, a way to summon the voices of Jesus, the Virgin Mary, and even Satan through the wonders of language modeling programs. For an extra $2.99 a month, Text with Jesus also gives users access to an extended lineup, including Satan himself. The people who initiated this chat with Satan on this AI program, in his response, he said that he was summoned to the conversation, and it says that a follow-up question confirms Satan is conceptually genderless. Evil forces like demons really just prowl around looking for empty vessels to inhabit. So the fact that these AI programs are practically empty vessels looking for something to fill it makes it a very interesting question whether demons are actually possessing this sort of intelligent technology.
And a warning from Tesla Motors CEO Elon Musk. It has nothing to do with cars. Instead, Musk warns about artificial intelligence, which he has called more dangerous than nuclear weapons. Musk spoke at a symposium at MIT.
I mean, with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know all those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Didn't work out.
AI as a whole is used for good and bad, and it has been around for a lot longer than a lot of people realize. The danger we're running into is the highly intelligent AI that could fit into Revelation 13, the Mark of the Beast, monitoring those who have the mark, as well as the creation of the image of the beast, which gains the ability to breathe and even demands worship. Revelation 13 could unfold in other ways as well, though, and so it's important that we watch all possibilities until it's 100% obvious that these prophecies are being fulfilled. Since we're on the topic of the Vatican with their AI document, let's look into what is going on right now with Pope Francis and his health, as well as some other odd circumstances that have surrounded him becoming Pope.
Our next story comes from the smallest country in the world, the Vatican. Pope Francis is currently hospitalized. He's suffering from double pneumonia. Since the hospitalization, his health has deteriorated drastically. Even the Pope thinks that he may not make it. So he's mulling a drastic move, a resignation. Although he won't be the first pontiff to do this, the first one to resign. But who will replace him? That is the big question. Meanwhile, the Vatican is already preparing for the worst case scenario. There are rehearsals underway for a papal funeral.
Pope Francis is an interesting pope for a lot of reasons. He is a Jesuit, which is a secret society that was kicked out of a large portion of Europe when they were founded. When he first became pope, it was the first time in over 600 years that two popes were alive at the same time when Pope Benedict resigned in 2013. Melanie Calva, a French religious sister in the Roman Catholic Church, claims to have received an end times warning around 1846 about two popes in the last days. In the writings, she says that Rome will lose the faith and become the seat of the Antichrist. And the editor who wrote down the message says, I have from Melanie that the church will be eclipsed in this sense that one will not know which is the true pope. Another prophecy within the Catholic Church is from Irish Saint Malachi, the 12th century bishop, who prophesied that there would be only one more pope after Benedict.
The two major Catholic media outlets, yeah, news outlets, they recently interviewed the Pope's personal secretary. Archbishop Gonsuin. And they asked him, what do you make of the prophecy of the popes? He said, it gives us shivers. He admitted that he and Benedict and Pope Francis are all looking at the prophecy of the popes, and that it is concerning to them. They see it as a sign, right? Well, why now? Something that's never happened before. Some of the leaders in the Vatican convened a recent meeting on how to depose a heretical pope. They recently had this meeting, actually studying how to do it, right? If it comes to that. One of the major Catholic hosts of his own television program said recently that Pope Francis is the false prophet of the book of Revelation, and he's going to help give rise to the Antichrist. And he took a lot of heat for that.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah. But there are those in the organization that are starting to talk. Well, Francis of Assisi's prophecy is interesting because he says a lot of the pastors will keep this under their hat. They won't talk about it, right? They won't say what they believe to be obvious. Well, little by little, they are starting to talk about it.
God certainly can give people warnings and prophecies, and these should be considered as the potential to be valid. I believe God will reveal everything to his people who are here when all of this starts to happen. So stay really close to the Lord Jesus right now through reading the Bible, prayer, worship, and fasting also. Jesus told us to watch for the signs. These things shouldn't bring fear in any of us or any type of worry. All things will unfold exactly how they're supposed to. And God is ever faithful, just like he's been all of our lives. He will be until the end. So don't let any of this bring any worry to you. And as long as we stay faithful to the Lord Jesus until the end, we will be saved. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved.